The lawsuit filed early this morning against the Department of Corrections calls the state prisons in Nebraska, quote, a dangerous system in perpetual crisis. Prisoners asking for a hearing claim they are, quote, consistently deprived of adequate medical attention, including mental health care. Some prisoners cite the use of solitary confinement, claiming it has aggravated their pre-existing mental illnesses. Disabled prisoners, including the blind and deaf, claim they are denied basic accommodations for their disabilities. Amy Miller, lead attorney on the case, has 11 inmates listed on the lawsuit.
They provide a snapshot of what's happening on medical care, dental care, mental health care, and overuse of solitary confinement.
The lawsuit asks the U.S. District Court of Nebraska to expand the case into a class action suit that would cover all inmates imprisoned in state facilities. It requests the court require the state to develop a plan addressing each of the major concerns.
Simply put, we want the judge to order the state of Nebraska to run our prison system in a way that comports with the Constitution. All of these things need to be ordered by a federal judge because we have not seen any movement from the executive branch to deliver it to the prisoners who are currently in their cells.
Danielle Conrad, the executive director for the ACLU's Nebraska office, says the use of solitary confinement, or restrictive housing as it's called in Nebraska, is of particular concern. Conrad says this becomes a matter for the federal courts when treatment of inmates violates the Eighth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
The Eighth Amendment's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment is very clear. Even for folks who have run afoul of our criminal justice system, the government doesn't have a right to torture people. And that's exactly what's happening in Nebraska prisons today.
One inmate included in the lawsuit is 42-year-old Jason Galley, in prison for theft and assault on a police officer. He was shot in the leg during his arrest 7 years ago, but still has bone fragments in the leg, which he claims causes severe pain. He says his cane was determined to be unnecessary and taken away from him. The lawsuit says the untreated leg has rebroken and now he cannot stand unassisted. Miller from the ACLU.
The difficulty that we're seeing in Nebraska is people are waiting weeks or months for basic care that is just not able to be delivered to them fast enough. Possibly not from a lack of will, but a lack of people power, that the prisons are so overcrowded they can't transport the individual out and they don't have enough staff inside to provide that care.
Because of the early morning filing, it was not possible to get a response from the Department of Corrections, but the prospect of a lawsuit demanding corrections reform has been on the radar of Governor Ricketts' administration for months. In April, Corrections Director Scott Frakes responded to ACLU's complaints in a lengthy letter, stating much progress has been made, including in the use of solitary confinement, quote, showing measurable and positive results, end quote. Frakes added, the state has reduced overcrowding and plans to have the prison population below 140% of recommended capacity by 2020. A public announcement of the lawsuit will be made later this morning. For NET News, I'm Bill Kelly.